Everybody, welcome back to another Chats with Clark podcast. If you wanted a poppy intro, I'm sorry, we just don't do that here at Chats with Clark. We get straight to the point. Over the last couple days here, I texted a bunch of people, some that I've talked to recently, some that I talked to that day, my own parents, my sister, people from all across the board. And I text them the simple question that is the title of this podcast. What is fear? I put fear in quotation marks and I ended the question with a question mark. Very ominous looking text. That was the only thing I said. I gave no context and I didn't explain the question. I had people ask me, oh, in what way? Or they would ask for clarification, like, what am I afraid of? And the response of mine was always the same. Very simply, however you want to take it. So the question is, what is fear? I received many different types of responses, as you would imagine. Some that told me different things that they were afraid of. Others that were hilarious. My cousin Matt, with whom I play some video games with, texted me and said, when Dan, his brother, and you are down and I have to clutch a 3v1. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's pretty hilarious. I laughed out loud at the text, very humorous. So Matt, if you're hearing this, thank you. Dan, if you're hearing this, you know we wouldn't have both been down. Regardless, I wanted to read a couple of the answers. And in fact, I'll probably read most of the answers on this episode because they're absolutely enthralling. But before I do that, I wanted to go over a few things that I learned. First, the question, what is fear, made people think. A person said to me, I actually had to think about it when you asked. How many questions do we actually have to think about? Another person told me that they had an entire message typed out and then they deleted it because they didn't know if they liked what they said or not. There are not many situations in life, I think, that happen to us on a day-to-day basis that cause us to really think like that, or that cause us to second guess ourselves so much. The conversations that I had as a second point because of this question were elite. They were absolutely incredible. They provoked both of our minds. My buddy that I haven't really gotten to talk to a lot prior to this conversation, but I had been recently, he and I engaged in one of the best conversations I've had in a long time. It was excellent, absolutely excellent. He's actually going to be appearing on the show soon enough. But the conversations that such a prominent question had, or the conversation that arose from such a prominent question, are undeniably great. And I wanted to share that because truly my third point is that I'm going to challenge you. Ask someone that question. Just say, what is fear? And see what they say. I think you will be amazed with the way that people take it. Ask your kids. Ask your best friend. Ask your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Ask your husband, your wife. Ask your friend, anyone you want, your teacher, your student, whomever you feel would potentially offer you some insight. And that would be all of us, but whoever you want to hear from, ask them the question, what is fear? So here are a couple of the responses that I got. One word, failure. When I asked for a further question, I didn't get a response. Or when I asked for further explanation, I didn't get a response. Failure. What is fear? Failure. I got another response. Oh boy, what is it to you? I got another response. The absence of confidence. And yet another, IDK, so I don't know how to answer that. Clearly the question is deep, right? You get responses like that, you know it is pretty thought-provoking. And then still I got some that were, like I mentioned, hilarious. Others that I got that were pretty dark. I got one that said, lying on my deathbed, feeling that I could have done more with my life. That's pretty impactful. Yeah, I mean, I hope none of us, no listener, no one who's out there not even listening to this ever ends up on their deathbed thinking, man, I wish I'd done more. Because at that point, it's too late. And that's the utter, unfortunate truth. I got another text, and this has been within a very deep conversation, where a man that I know has started a business and he's put a lot of hard work into it. And I commend all of his efforts and his tirelessness in going for it. But he said, fear is helplessness when you've given everything you can, yet can't save what you love. Wow. Fear is helplessness when you've given everything you can, yet can't save what you love. And yet another, my fear is my effing anxiety. I have some bad demons that come out sometimes with my anxiety. Is fear sometimes ourself? Is it the vices that we take, the experiences that we have that we hold near and dear to us, but are maybe traumatizing to us. Losing what I have and the unknown. The past is fact and the future uncertainty. Those were some of the darkest. Another, being afraid of something. Usually an unknown thing. Those are two different responses. Self-doubt or doubt in general. So we doubt ourselves. That happens a lot. But why would we doubt ourselves? If we didn't fear something, whatever we're about to embark upon, whatever we're doing, then maybe we wouldn't. And the person that said that contended that it's from a wide variety of things. Another eloquently said, a mindset. It could be used as a barrier or protector, but that's fear. So fear is either used as a barrier or protector to this person. It either hinders people from living the full life that they can, or it's used as a small form of protection, perhaps wisely. Sometimes we're afraid of things, and that's a good thing. Other times we're afraid of the dark, and maybe we know that there's nothing there. You know, maybe we're afraid of the monster that's under the bed. Maybe we're afraid of the monster that's in the basement as you fly up the stairs to get away from it from catching you. And somehow you never get caught. I had yet another conversation. Being hesitant, lacking confidence, discomfort. Those are three texts. Bang, bang, bang. Being hesitant, lacking confidence, discomfort. I inquired further, what about being hesitant is fear? To which, you would never hesitate to do something if you weren't afraid. Do we hesitate because we're afraid of potential outcomes? Do we hesitate because we're afraid of the effort that whatever we're about to do entails? Another conversation said that it was an opportunity to grow. Fear is an opportunity to grow. When I asked how so, I was treated with the answer that there are two levels to fear. For example, fighting a bear is an opportunity to die, not an opportunity to grow. But fear of certain ideas or concepts or thoughts stem from what he contended was ignorance. If you grow your knowledge, you can remove fear. Another said that it's a feeling we get in scenarios where several results can occur, and at least one causes extreme uncertainty. A feeling we get in scenarios where several results can occur and at least one causes extreme uncertainty. Another said, anything that questions me to do something. Yet another, an inability to mentally overcome an obstacle or thought. When he and I bantered back and forth, he let me know that, of course, there are physical things that we can be afraid of doing, but most of the time the physical things are either possible or not. Another said, it usually comes from the unknown and when we're not in control of the things going on around us. Another is not being in control of ourself or not being in control of our surroundings. The conversation continued to talk about void. Are we afraid of voids? Do we think of space and do we just get lost? Perhaps in fear. Do we think of the ocean and get lost in fear? I mean, there are things in the ocean we don't even know about, and of course with space too, but we've been living on the Earth for a lot longer than we've been exploring outer space. But that person contended, instead of being afraid of losing control of ourselves or our surroundings and being lost in what is referred to as a void, she said to focus on what's in front of us, to remove the void. And how true is that? You know, we talk about in our lives focusing on the moment, living in the moment we hear. Does that eradicate fear? Does that eliminate the fear that we have sometimes? By recognizing that which is right in front of us, we make the world that much smaller. We find our place. We know where we are at any given moment by recognizing what's right in front of us, by truly recognizing where we are. All of these responses just absolutely stimulated my mind, and they were this little, for lack of a better word, experiment that I did absolutely enthralled me. I loved it. I was intrigued. I was curious. I got to know people better that I know very well. But oh my goodness, just absolutely incredible. Another couple of responses that I wanted to read were a little more in depth. Courage is sacrificing the illusion of self-perfection for the nobler ideal of self-giving. Fear is restlessly seeking to craft my own vision while my true mission is right in front of me. Love conquers fear. And another, to me, fear represents the factors outside of my control, highlighted by a lack of opportunity. I expect a lot from myself and have believed that so long as I could perform the best or make the most intuitive, most capable, most cost-efficient product, the sky was the limit. And now I've learned the hard way that that's not true, and that the connections you have are far more important. If you don't have them, it is a constant uphill battle, no matter how much better you or your offerings are versus the competition. It is a helpless feeling. Knowing that you focused your life with a purpose only to recognize your fate is in others' hands. And yet another, fear for me is being afraid to let go of the past, whether a season of life or a hurt or how I used to pray. We are afraid to walk into what awaits us. But it's like running forward and looking back. You really don't move when you do that. And as a result, can't move forward with hope and gratitude for the new places and graces that God wants to bless us with. Not letting go can cause only fear or anger. Further, fear can make us feel like we're out of control. But when we realize that God is in control, we feel out of control, but it's really in control. Petty fears control people and big fears control nations. The greatest enemy of faith is not doubt, but fear. And the final that I will read, I think the things that I fear only classify as fearful because they hinder me from acting how I would normally act or how I would like to act. The fear of not doing well in an interview equals acting nervous and giddy, or maybe not doing it well on a test or an exam or a quarterly review or any of these things equals you clamp up, you forget the answers. Taking a girl on a date equals coming off as inauthentic or not yourself. Or even go so far as to where I fear it so much that I distance myself from it or don't get myself involved in it. I actually had to think about it when you asked. There it is. Essentially, it influences how we want to act and how we would like to conduct ourselves. So we've heard a lot of things. We've heard that fear is so many different things from all of these people. To me, I would classify it as two things. I think there are things that we're afraid of that are just, like for me, it's heights. I'm petrified of heights, not because 1,000 people before me have gone up on, you know, the Chicago sky deck and lived, but just because I know what happens if I'm the one that doesn't. I know that I tumble thousands of feet and smack into something that is going to win that battle, and it will not be me. So I think there are things that we fear like that, that are because the result is not so favorable if it were to go that way. But I think it's two other things as well. I think there are situations when an unfavorable outcome occurs and someone else has more say in it than we do. For example, getting shot. Like, it's an extreme example, but for the premise, I think it makes sense. In a situation where you're shot, typically the other person has more say in the outcome, which would be you getting maimed, than you do. Otherwise, you probably would have prevented it or done what you could to not be in that situation. Regardless, an extreme example, but the point is that I think we fear things when situations are potentially unfavorable and the other person or another person has more say than we do. And then secondly, I think the unknown outcomes of things or risks, like risky situations, are something that we fear. I think when we leave our familiarity, leave all that we know and have to act upon something with an unknown outcome, it is innately frightening. And for me, for anyone that knows me, I would say and contend that God is the one that actually is in control. We don't breathe unless God says to breathe first. And if he doesn't say to breathe, you're not going to breathe. And so to say that we're in control is somewhat naive, but it is also necessary for that which we call human life. So I question, or I pose this to everyone who is listening, what can we do to overcome our fears? We all have to grapple with that. We all have to figure that out. And that's not the point of this talk. The talk is, what is fear? But it's definitely worth noting. And as you sit here and you've listened to this podcast or watched it on YouTube, I thank you. And hopefully you've wrestled with the notion of, what is fear to you? With that being said, I will not be going to climb a big ladder anytime soon, hopefully. But I will question all of you to please, or I will ask you all, please shoot me an email. The podcast email is chatswithclark@gmail.com. So just chatswithclark, all one word, C-L-A-R-K, all one word, @gmail.com. chatswithclark@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. If you'd rather get in touch with me through social media or a different way of communicating with me, feel free to do that as well. It's all on my website. But chatswithclark@gmail.com. I'd love for you to send in questions that you have or topics that you would love to talk about and engage with on the Chats with Clark podcast. But until then, this has been another episode of Chats with Clark. I thank you for tuning in. And of course, if you want to be happier, live more gratefully, let's all do it together. Thanks for tuning in.